A number of years ago, the former Minister for Health, Simon Harris, initiated a review into cardiac services across the state. And the report was paused, and the work on the report was paused because of COVID. And Professor Nolan, who was the author of the report and chairing the review, was obviously tied up with method and the state's response to COVID. But my understanding is that the report is either completed or near completion. And what we have now seen, it seems, is a draft of the report, which does seem to recommend and suggest that there would be four centres of excellence for cardiac care in Cork University Hospital, in University Hospital Galway, the Mater in Dublin and St James's. And it also says that other hospitals in the state will provide cardiac services, including in Waterford, Limerick, St Vincent's in Dublin, Talla and Beaumont in Dublin. But it doesn't mention the Northwest at all, and I think that's a mistake. We can't have a situation where you have cardiac services in every other part of the region, and even the most basic of diagnostic and interventional cardiac services not available in any hospital in the Northwest. I think there is an understandable frustration from people living in the Northwest that it's always the poor relation when it comes to delivery of specialist services or any kind of healthcare services. I know the pressures that the hospitals in Sligo and Letterkenny are under, and it is really difficult at times to recruit staff into some of those hospitals. But given the seriousness of cardiac care, and given that there is an urgency in relation to getting people to hospital quickly, I think it would be a mistake to proceed with a strategy that did not have a level of service for the Northwest. And I certainly will work with my colleagues in Donegal, Pearse Doherty, Pádraig McLoughlin, but also with TDs in Sligo, Leitrim and Roscommon and elsewhere. Because I think that while there is some good recommendations in what is a draft, and we need to see the report published very, very quickly so we can have full sight of what the recommendations are, I think that it's an omission, not a good omission that there is no mention of any services in the Northwest.
And we've seen it with the Northwest Cancer Centre in Derry, that cross-border work such as that does work, but this life-saving service, it's vital that something is put in place.
Well, I think if you look at the cross-border cooperation that we have seen in the area of cancer care, so we have the Galvin Centre obviously in Derry, and that does provide a level of service to people in Donegal and in the Northwest generally. It can't always be one-way traffic either. We have to look at centres of excellence in the Northwest that can also provide services to people across the border. But the bottom line is, when it comes to life-saving interventions and treatments and supports, including diagnostic capacity for cardiac care as well, it is time sensitive. It's a really important issue. And it seems to me, on the face of what I've seen from this draft report, that the big losers in this would be the Northwest. And I think it would be unacceptable for the people of the Northwest, who understandably are frustrated that they are always the poor relation when it comes to provision of healthcare, not to have any level of cardiac services of any substance, I think would be a big mistake. So I think this needs to be urgently clarified, in the first instance by the publication of the report in full, and then a clear rationale as to why there was no cross-border analysis done, and how it is seen as acceptable that we will have centres in Dublin, in Waterford, in Limerick, in Galway and in Cork, but no cardiac centre of any scale or size in the Northwest. I think that would be a big mistake, and one that we in Sinn Féin simply could not stand over.